are you doing, man?
Doing good. I'm just sitting in a car rental place at Boston Airport. I came from Ireland last night.
Oh.
I'm gonna drive up to the first show with her tonight in Keene, New Hampshire. We're going first.
Wow. Awesome. Right when the nor'easter is coming. You do know what that is, don't you?
I do. But I don't think it's going to affect us. I've been watching that weather. I'm like, oh, Lord, please don't let it come to Poughkeepsie. So I think we're good.
I think we're good, too. It's funny. People get upset because some of the weather people, you know, are not predicting as much snow, you know. And so the people get upset. They changed it. We're going to get 15 inches of snow. You better let people know. You know, it's really funny. It's funny. Yeah. From someone who grew up in the South in North Carolina, Southern U.S., you know, and has come up here, I think, you know, it's not really a lot of different. People still get excited about snow, you know, and don't know how to handle it and all that stuff.
When I heard that this storm was coming, I was like, oh, Genie Mac, we need this thing to move. So I was checking today. So I think for the show, I don't think there's any bad weather due, as far as I know. So thank God.
We're going to be good. We're going to be absolutely good. No problem.
Come on, Joe.
That's
the attitude.
That's right, man. Always with the positive waves. Here we go. So now you were in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day?
Actually, it wasn't. I was in Israel.
Oh, wow.
And I got home the day after St. Patrick's Day. So we had a very non-green St. Patrick's Day.
I bet. They don't get into that in Israel, probably.
No, I tell you what, they didn't seem too interested when we were down at the Western Wall. No one really cared about my my aching for some potatoes and cabbage.
Right. Oh, man. Well, what was the thing you took away from being in Israel? What was the thing that impressed you the most?
I suppose I came with a couple of ideas. One thing was that I spent some time in Palestine, and I spent some time in, you know, obviously in Israel. And it amazed me that on both sides of the wall, so there's a huge wall that runs the whole length of the West Bank, hundreds of miles, that separates Palestine, the West Bank, from Israel. And I was amazed. I was expecting the people on the other side of that wall, you know, you build up in your mind, they're going to be terrible people,
right.
They're going to be all terrorists, it's going to be a nightmare.
Right.
And honestly, we found incredibly wonderful people on both sides of the wall. And so God was just reminding me that sometimes we think people are going to be a particular way, and he really loves everyone on both sides of divides. And I was just encouraged that there were really beautiful people there. And they've been through a lot of trauma, a lot of war, a lot of hatred over the years. But I think that Messiah, that Jesus Christ, is doing something wonderful in the Holy Land. And I'm really excited about that.
Now, and then you left and went to Ireland. What'd you do there? Did you see? Saw mom.
I just saw my mom and my family, and we just took some time off. I wanted to introduce my five-year-old boy, actually, he turned five, to Irish culture, because he's been gone for 3.5 years now, and I just wanted him to know his grandmother and his grandfather, my father, and just to really spend time with them. And it was hard leaving yesterday, Joe. I left home yesterday morning.
Oh, and,
goodness, I tried saying goodbye to my mom, and I always try and do it really calmly and collected, but within about 10 seconds of saying the words goodbye, I'm a blubbering mess of tears. It gets harder every time I leave because they're getting older, and you don't really know how many more opportunities you'll get to hold their hand and to hug their necks this side of eternity, but it was wonderful to be home. But we're back, and we're ready to go. I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe that the Lord had sent us to America very clearly, and I still believe that, maybe more so than ever.
No doubt about it. I think that's the reason Jesus wept. I really do, because he knew that we really felt that loss. You know, as long as we were here on earth, there would always be separation. Yeah. It was always going to happen. So, you know, it's tough.
It's true.
So you got
the promise is that, you know, the promise is, Joe, that isn't always going to be the case.
Right.
You know, there's coming a time where there'll be no disease, no more heartache, no more loneliness, no more longing, and no more striving. There's coming a time where it's going to be easy, where we're going to get the rest, where we're going to have peace, continuous peace and joy. And that's possible here in part. And so we believe that it's our job to usher that in right now, and just to prepare for the permanent one that's coming. you know.
Absolutely. And hey, what a coincidence. That's the name of your tour. Hope is the message. It worked out nice.
That was a good segue, Joe. Yeah, Hope is the message tour. So this is the first run of that tour. So like I said, we start tonight in Keene, New Hampshire. And then we're going to hit a bunch of places in the Northeast, including you guys. And I feel like this one's really important. I feel like this one matters maybe more than anything we've done before, because we've just got to a place where we don't want to maintain success and we don't want to maintain a career, but we really do want to reach, you know, those that are lost and hurting and broken. And we want to have conversations about the hard things, and
right.
We want to just rejoice together. So, yeah, this one's going to be good.
Well, you're out with your buddies, J.J. Weeks. We've been explaining why, you know, one thing that really links you guys together when he helped you out a little over a year ago. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah. So they're going to be good. They got that new song out, Fool's Gold. Oh, man.
Dude, it's a great track. You guys playing it?
Yeah, maybe not yet. You had to put me on the spot there. Not yet, but I'm thinking
you
maybe.
You that song, dude. That song is absolutely incredible. J.J., thing with J.J., and he is one of the most incredible live voices I think I've ever heard. Like, when I hear him sing, I'm kind of like, oh, jeepers, do I have to sing next? this is awkward.
Wow.
So, yeah, like, people coming to the show, maybe they've heard JJ on the radio before. I think live you're gonna hear something that, like, just incredible. And same with David Dunn. He's one of the finest voices in our genre. And I'm not saying anything nice about me, but we're just really glad to be there.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you say that, because I really think God is using you. I think it's your passion and your openness and your truth is coming out. I think God is coming out in you and in what he wants to say to people. And I think that's what that is. Sometimes when God wants to use somebody, you know, they can't help it. I mean, you know, it's just people are just blown away by you and your effort. It's all a God thing.
Yeah, well, you're right. When God wants to use someone, he's going to do that. And I think the big thing we said a few years ago is we said yes to Jesus. We said yes to going where he wanted us to go. And so the Hope is the Message tour. That's just us saying yes to him and what he's put in our hearts. And what he's put in our hearts is to be able to go into communities and tell people that there's more for these communities, that there's unity, that all is not lost, that America is not falling apart, but that God is still on the throne. And as long as Holy Spirit is with us, we have the opportunity to be Jesus in our communities. And, we really want to drive that home, and we just want to love them people the best we can, Joe.
Well, see, people love you, too. Appreciate that very much. And I guess that whole stuff I was going to talk to you about, like the crazy stuff we eat, like the cheese in the can, things like that. We just forget about all that. That's just it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Joe. You know, just on that, I don't eat cheese in a can. But I know somebody who does, and you know him too. So we were playing with Big Daddy Weave last January or something. There was a new artist called Zach Williams.
Yeah.
He's obviously blown up. And Zach was out opening that tour, and every night on the bus, he would pull out this can and spray cheese onto crackers. And I was like, this is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen a human eat. And he loved it.
Oh, yeah. They make things taste good.
He went full Arkansas. He really did.
I love that phrase. Hey, he's full Arkansas. I love that. Well, may God bless your efforts in traveling around the Northeast here today. And it's pretty awesome. I was thinking about you. You know, we were in the St. Patrick's Day parade here, and there's a lot of Irish immigrants, of course, who came and settled here in New York. We're in Ulster County. You know, and so,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
I'm from Ulster, too.
No
That's
kidding.
Amazing.
Wow. See, there you go. Now, Poughkeepsie is in Dutchess County, so you have to be careful. No, I'm just... No, but, you know, everybody wants to try to be Irish and all that, and I think what it is people just want to talk like you. You know, they don't want to talk Irish. They just want to talk English, and they sound like they're from Ireland. So.
Funny, when I was at home, people were giving me... some hassle, they were saying I was starting to sound American. And I was really struggling to find that, you know, what they're hearing. But I realize that when I close the boot of my car, I use the word trunk now. And instead of taking the bin out, we take the garbage out. So everyone was giving me trouble at home for that. But I don't know. Listen, I tell you this, Joe, though, and I mentioned to you before, see the Northeast, see coming up here? it's a breath of fresh air for me.
Wow.
You know, you guys, there's something, you cut through all of the religious nonsense because you're hungry for something more. You really are. And so it's one of my favorite places to come to in America. And that little venue in Poughkeepsie, it is so stunning. Yeah, it really is. And so I can't wait to be there. I know it's going to be pretty packed out from what I've heard. So anybody needs to get tickets, go and get them quick, because I know a couple of the shows on this run have already sold out. So we're excited.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate the effort, Darren. Thank you so much. God bless you, man. We'll see you.
Joe.
We'll see you there, man.
Thanks, man.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.